Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Deeper Truth presents... Yes, welcome to another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate our saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Following this brief program note, our saint of the day is next.
And welcome to Deeper Truth. Stand in the gap with us. And St. Angela Merisi. And we will begin with some of her words. You will accomplish more by kind words and a courteous manner than by anger or sharp rebuke, which should never be used except in necessity. And she said, consider that the devil doesn't sleep, but seeks our ruin in a thousand ways. In the fulfillment of your duties, let your intentions be so pure that you reject from your actions any other motive than the glory of God and the salvation of souls. And we must give alms, she says. Charity wins souls and draws them to virtue. And she said, disorder in society is the result of disorder in the family. She said, do not lose heart, even if you should discover that you lack qualities necessary for the work to which you are called. He who calls you will not desert you, but the moment you are in need, he will stretch out his saving hand. And keep to the Catholic ways and custom of the Church, established and confirmed by so many saints, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and live the new life. Words coming from St. Angela Merisi. Do what you wish to have done with your moments. When your moment comes to die, place yourself in God's hands. Do now, what you will wish you have done when your moment comes to die. So do now. Don't wait for tomorrow. Do now, she says, what you will wish that you have would have done when your moment comes to die. That's very biblical. Saint Angela Merisi. She was born in the year 1470 in northern Italy on the banks of Lake Garda, And even as a child, she served God very fervently. She so loved modesty and purity of heart that she was quite generally venerated as a little saint in her native town. And when she was in her 13th year, she entered the Third Order of St. Francis and soon afterwards took the vow of perpetual chastity, renounced all her possessions, and wished to live only on alms. And along with this, St. Angela practiced great austerities. She slept on the bare earth and fasted continuously on bread and water. And sometimes Holy Communion was her only food over a period of several days. When St. Angela Merici was 23 years old, Angela was praying one day in a secluded place, and there she had a vision of a friend who had died a short while before. And her friend prophesied that Angela would be the foundress of a religious institute, which would be devoted to the education of youth and destined to do an unlimited amount of good for the kingdom of God. And that proved to be a great incentive for Angela, not only to lead a life of contemplation, but also to serve her fellow men in active work. And St. Angela gathered a group of young women, and together they went out to give religious instruction to little children, to help the poor, and to care for the sick. And often there were great sinners among those to whom she ministered. And in such cases, she did not cease instructing, entreating, and encouraging them until they were reconciled with God and began to lead a new life. And her saintly conduct and the profound knowledge she lived concerning even the most difficult questions of theology caused her to be greatly respected by high and low and to be regarded as a saint. In order to escape such honor, Angela left her native town of Desenzano in 1516 and went elsewhere, where a wealthy but pious merchant offered her a house. There she lived absorbed in God until the year 1524. And at that time, Angela was seized with an ardent desire to visit the Holy Land, just as St. Francis of Assisi once had done. And when she visited Jerusalem, Mount Calvary, and the other holy places, with uncommon devotion, she returned by way of Rome in order to pray at the tombs of the apostles and thus gain the great Jubilee indulgence. And Pope Clement VII, who was not aware of her sanctity, wished to detain her in Rome and did not permit her to return home until he understood by divine inspiration that her field of labor, which God had destined her, was back home. And due to disturbances caused by war, St. Angela could not undertake her appointed work until 1531. On November 25th, 1535, her pious society was founded as she had been foretold in a vision, as the religious congregation of Saint Ursula, who was the special patron of their work. And the congregation, known also as the Ursulines, spread rapidly and is active in many countries today, also in America, where its institutions for the Christian education of feminine youth are blessed with much success. When Angela reached the age 70, the day and hour of her death were revealed to her, while on her deathbed she canceled, "Whatever you would wish at your dying hour to have done in health, that do now, while you may." And she received the last rites with great fervor. And while she was in ecstasy, she pronounced the holy name of Jesus and departed from this life on January 27, 1540, in the very hour that had been foretold to her. And according to Pope Benedict XVI, he said in the Renaissance of St. Angela of Merici, proposed a path of holiness also for those who live in a lay environment, which constituted an important step in the understanding of the role of those who are not called to the consecrated life within the church. And so she was laid out in the habit of the Third Order, holding in her hand the pilgrim staff that she used in the Holy Land. Thus, she reposes in a side chapel of the church there that Pope Clement VII had beatified her. And on March 24, 1807, Pope Pius XII canonized her in St. Peter's Church in Rome. And her teaching was, "Have faith and keep up your courage. Disorder in society is the result of disorder in the family. Strive to be faithful to that which God has called you." And we thank you, Lord, for the great example of Saint Angela Merici, who said, "Remember, the devil never sleeps, but seeks our ruin in a thousand different ways. So we must be on guard. Go to Mass. Frequent the sacraments. Go to confession. When you go to confession and you make a good confession, you chain up the devil. You chain the devil when you make a good confession. And receive the Eucharist in the state of grace, body, blood, soul, and divinity. Go to Mass and pray the Rosary. Pray the Rosary. And we pray for our priests. As Saint Angela Merici would encourage us to pray for our priests. For the church today. We pray for Pope Francis. We pray for all the clergy today, that they would be, that they will be faithful to the apostolic teaching, the deposit of faith given to us by Christ himself, the voice of the church, the soul of the church, the Holy Spirit. We pray for the priests.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priests.
I'm the man in black.
Joy is prayer, joy is strength, joy is love, and joy is a net by which we catch souls. Mother Mary, Mary Mother of Jesus, throw your mantle of purity over our priests. Protect them, guide them, and keep them in your heart. Be a mother to them, especially in times of discouragement and loneliness. Love them and keep them belonging completely to Jesus. Like Jesus, they too are your sons, so keep their hearts pure and virginal. And keep their minds filled with Jesus, and put Jesus always on their lips, so that Jesus is the one they offer to sinner and to all they meet. Mary, Mother of Jesus, be their mother, loving them and bringing them joy. And bless them and keep a special place for them in your heart. And give them a piece of your heart so beautiful and pure and immaculate, so full of love and humility, so that they too can grow in the likeness of Christ. Dear Mary, make them humble like you, and holy like Jesus. Heavenly Father, grant that our priests be strengthened and healed by the power of the Eucharist they celebrate, and may the words they proclaim give them wisdom and courage. And we pray for our deacons, and we pray for our bishops. Lord, may your Holy Spirit grace our bishops with the gifts of wisdom and strength, gentleness and compassion, as our bishops continue to take up their role as our pastors and teachers. And we pray for our deacons, Lord Jesus Christ, servant of all. Send your Spirit upon our deacons as they serve your church, and give them eyes to see the needs of your people, and give them a discerning mind to know your truth, and give them a generous spirit when they are tired but needed, and give them a humble heart when their work goes unnoticed, and give them a peace of mind, Lord, and health of body, so they may serve with strength, and make them fertile ground for your inspiration and love. And comfort them, Lord, when they question themselves and their ministry. And make their hearts like yours, Lord, that they may love your people. And we pray for our seminarians, Lord. We pray for our seminarians. Give them grace, Lord, to follow you more perfectly. And when they are lonely or discouraged, fill them with your peace. Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make the hearts of our seminarians like yours. Amen. Lord, give them strength when they are weak, love when they feel forsaken, courage when they're afraid, wisdom when they feel foolish, comfort when they feel alone, hope when they feel rejected, and peace when they feel that they're in turmoil. Lord, fill your church with the spirit of courage and love, and raise up worthy ministers for your altars. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. And we pray for our altar servers, Lord. Lord, open their mouths to bless your holy name and cleanse their hearts, Lord, from all evil and distracting thoughts. Enlighten their understanding and inflame their will that they may serve worthily at your holy altar. Thank you, Lord, for our altar servers, letting them come before your holy altar and help them praise the Father in heaven as his servers, and to hold fast to the altar server motto, all for the honor and the glory of God. Amen. And Saint Angela and her sisters would go and teach children. She would go out and teach children. And she had a care and a love for children. And she prayed for children, Lord, as we pray for children.
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children. Children.
You'll have that responsibility soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play. Young, carefree children.
And help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
Pray for children, Lord. Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection, and we claim that power for vulnerable children and make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. Saint Joseph, watch over us and care for us just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we come to know your Son and so grow in strength and wisdom in the favor of God. Amen. St. Joseph is the patron saint of the Universal Church. Families, fathers, expectant mothers, travelers. O glorious St. Joseph, to you God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. And we come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children God has given us. Through holy baptism, they became children of God and members of his holy church. O Saint Joseph, to assist us by your powerful intercession and obtain for us from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord, along with Saint Angela and Marisi and Saint Nicholas and Saint Sebastian and Saint Maria Goretti and Saint Daphna and Saint Philomena and St. Gianna, and St. Christopher, and St. Michael the Archangel, St. Raphael the Archangel, St. Gabriel the Archangel, St. Monica, St. Anthony. Lord, you are our children and grandchildren's refuge and fortress, the God in whom they can and should put their trust. And I pray that no evil shall be allowed to befall on our children and grandchildren. No plague will ever come near their tent. Lord, you are my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, and my Savior. And I will call upon you, Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I love you very much. and I beg of you to spare the life of the unborn child whom I have spiritually adopted, whose life is in danger of abortion. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in the day of battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking to ruin his souls. Amen. And we bring before you, Lord, the prodigals. Thank you for loving them more than we do, for watching over them when we can't, and for working to draw them to yourself. And we pray for America, Lord. We pray for America, for our soldiers and veterans. And we ask you, Lord, to bless the members of our armed forces. Give them courage, hope, and strength, leading them from darkness to light. And we pray for the prisoner, for those resident in prison and their families. And may they be aware of your presence with them. And may your spirit bring them peace and the hope of new life in Jesus Christ. And we pray for our police officers and our first line responders, our EMTs. And in the hospitals, we pray for our nurses and doctors. And we pray for all the sick there, so that the hospital setting would be a place of healing and hope for all there. And we pray for the poor souls in purgatory. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in universal church, those in my own home and within my family. And we pray for those who have recently passed. Pray the Holy Rosary for those who've recently passed. Pray the glorious mysteries focusing on the resurrection and life after death. God our Father, your power brings us to birth. Your providence guides our lives. And by your command, we return to dust. Lord, those who die still live in your presence. Their lives change but do not end. I pray and hope for my family, relatives, and friends, and for all those who've recently passed, known to you alone, in company with Christ, who died and now lives. May they rejoice in your kingdom, where all our tears are wiped away, and unite us together again in one family, to sing your praise forever and ever. Amen. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them, and may they rest in peace. And may Almighty God bless us with his peace and strength. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And may the light of Jesus and the angels bring peace and salvation to my parents. And may they rest in peace, knowing that their souls belong to God and God only. No demon, no devil, no principality, no evil spirit has access to their light and salvation. And may Holy Mary, the angels, and all the saints welcome them now that they have gone forth from this life. And may Christ, who was crucified for them, bring them freedom and peace. And may Christ, who died for them, admit them into his garden of paradise. And may Christ, the true shepherd, embrace them as one of his flock. And may he forgive all their sins and set them among those whom he has chosen. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession, was left unaided. And inspired by this confidence, I fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you do I come. Before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy, hear and answer me. Amen. Jesus, I love you. Mother Mary, I love you. Saint Joseph, I love you. And the guardian angels, I love you. Jesus loves us this much.
Grafted in the vine and nourished by the tree of life, echoes from the word that flesh illuminates the light. Please remember that I committed long ago, not just my body, but my mind and yes, my soul. And though you sinned, I'll never let you go. You keep holding on to this cross.
We do, and we have prayed for those who have recently passed, and there is hope. And I play this song for that hope. Vigil. What a great blessing it is when we see people from all over the world coming into the Catholic Church, receiving the Grand Slam, the sacramental Grand Slams, going to communion, confirmed. You know, they go to confession. I mean, they get, you know, themselves, and they make their vows before God.
Thank you.
Well, this is deeper truth, and you've been praying with us and listening with us, standing in the gap with us, and Saint Angela Mercy. And tomorrow we will have Saint Thomas Aquinas entering into the gap tomorrow. And so we will call upon our God, our Father. Call God our Father. We call him Abba. Abba Father.
We are the same. David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do ya? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall and the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
May the most holy, most sacred, most adorable, most mysterious, and unutterable name of God be always praised, blessed, loved, adored, and glorified in heaven, on earth, and under the earth by all the creatures of God. And by the Sacred Heart of our Lord Jesus Christ, in the most holy sacrament of the altar. And remember, when you say hallelujah, you're saying praise the Lord. And so we will be back tomorrow with St. Thomas Aquinas in the Gap. May God bless you all today. As we close, in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. Good day.